Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Welcome back, friends. Second hour today of Political Coffee. Up next hour is Stacey Ann with Good Morning Salem. And I think she's going to be interviewing Bill Currier, chairman of the Oregon Republican Party. And I'm sure this topic of my epic rant, I don't know how epic it was. It was epic for me because I was yelling into the microphone. About the Oregon House Republicans helping the Democrats take away our freedom. Huh? Yeah, that's what their statement did. Saying there was no credible evidence. There's all kinds of credible evidence, including admissions on video of Antifa people that have been indicted for the Capitol riot. There's video evidence of people dressed as Trump supporters changing their clothes. But there's no credible evidence. And the Washington Post timeline, which says the Capitol perimeter was breached while Trump was talking, before he even finished his inciting the insurrection speech. Yeah. The Oregon House Republicans just reinforced the meme of the Democrats that, by the way, we're seeing splashed across the chyrons of the TV screens today. Department of Homeland Security is saying that there's more right-wing danger to the U.S. Capitol, and that's why they got to keep the troops there. It's also giving credence to this story about the guy on Twitter, the Republican jokester, the Dick Tuck, for those of you who remember who Dick Tuck was, who's now been indicted for using Twitter to apparently try to lead people in 2016 to spread, quote-unquote, in the indictment, election disinformation to Hillary Clinton voters. This guy's been indicted for this, folks. You don't think your free speech is under attack? Yeah, it is. And the Oregon House Republicans just reinforced that meme. That free speech, protesting, peacefully, needs to be curtailed because we can't trust these crazy Trump people who stormed the Capitol after Trump told them to, even though they were storming the Capitol while Trump was still speaking and it takes 45 minutes to walk down there. No, that didn't matter. Good job, Oregon Republicans, Oregon Republican House members. So far, the Senate hasn't done such a stupid thing, and let's hope they don't. Anyway, Bill Post, or rather, Bill Currier is going to be talking about this. And we'll get more into that. Also, a couple of things I need to clean up. I have had confirmed to me, through my source that is in direct contact with Rudy Giuliani, that the Trump campaign, the Trump legal team, is very much aware of the writ of quo warranto, which I've talked about on a number of occasions, as you know. They're very much aware of it. Now, the question is, are they going to do anything about it? That's the first thing. And I need to say a little bit more about that, but I also don't want this to get past me. Folks, we're not accepting any more reservations for the Freedom Celebration up at the Ames Ranch this Sunday, where we're celebrating freedom. We're not accepting any more because we've reached our limit. Sorry. We appreciate those of you who have registered to come, thank you. We're going to have a great time. And I am very grateful for all of you because I want to meet you. Stacey Ann wants to meet you. Don and Cindy Wyatt and the family and everybody that is involved in this radio station wants to meet you, our listeners. We're grateful to have you in the audience. And we're also grateful for our advertisers that make not only this radio show, but all of our radio shows available to you. And we're just thankful. Thankful for Freedom Heating and Air. They're one of our big sponsors of this event. A great company. Been in Salem area here for a long time, almost 50 years. They take care of their customers because they do a good job. And you should check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Also, Ticklicker Firearms. They believe in freedom. They believe in your Second Amendment right to defend yourself and your family. And they have great classes about how to, for concealed carry. They don't judge anybody. If you're a single mom and you're worried about the safety of you and your family, they help you get through that. They got lots of ammunition then, and they've got two locations. I've got one on South Commercial right here in Salem, across from Winco, and then one down in Corvallis. So thank you to Freedom Heating and Aaron Ticklicker Firearms for being a great sponsors of this event. Folks, the doors are going to open at 1 p.m., and we're going to start serving food shortly thereafter. Music starts at 1 p.m. by the 45th fret. Come and dance a little bit. It's country rock music. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then the awards begin at 2 p.m. And we're going to have an open mic time towards the end of this because we're going to try to be done around 4 o'clock. So an open mic time where we are going to allow you to talk about freedom, what it means to you. We're going to be honoring the men and women that keep us free. Police, fire, Oregon National Guard, the military, and so many of our veterans. We are grateful to all of them. And that's why we're doing this event. Plus, we want to meet you. We just want to celebrate freedom. Have a big party and have fun. And I promise you, I'm not going to go on some kind of rant like I did in the first hour today. It's not the appropriate place for it. This show is. Anyway, couple of other things. I want to get back to the Quo Warranto thing, and the reason I call it a thing is because of this. There's two different schools of thoughts about how this can be used. Leo D'Onofrio, the lawyer who has been pushing this on his website, his blog, this is what it is, Natural Born Citizens, it's a WordPress blog, believes that the Trump campaign needs to do this now. Trump needs to do it now. And in doing so, it makes it impossible for the Senate to move forward, at least temporarily, with any kind of a impeachment trial. And what it does, and it's a great move tactically, because this Quo Warranto is jury by trial. Now, there's some steps, as we've outlined, that Trump has to go through to get to that point, right? But it's trial in front of a jury where you present evidence. If that evidence, now, D'Onofrio's viewpoint, and this is the opposite of another viewpoint, is that the trial by jury for a writ of quo warranto produces the evidence that then is not only used by Trump's defenders in the Senate and Trump himself and his defense team in that trial to blow it all up. Plus, it could, in fact, the main reason you do a writ of quo warranto is to remove someone who's been elected to federal office based on fraud or error. That's in this statute from 1901. Now, the other side of the coin is we should have the trial first. And having the trial first, which is what I read to you yesterday, produces the evidence that then can be used in a quo warranto proceeding. Now, they're different because the trial is different than any of the lawsuits. Don't get confused with the lawsuits that are before the... And by the way, Sidney Powell says the reason that she dropped her lawsuits, and apparently two of them now, so that would bring us down to six lawsuits. The reason she dropped it is because her lawsuits were predicated on the Supreme Court hearing them prior to Joe Biden swearing in. And that's why she dropped them, she says. It's not because she doesn't have evidence. She says that Trump got, there's evidence that Trump got over 80 million votes. Wow. Now, I want to see that evidence, but do I think it's possible? Yeah, I do. But, so the Supreme Court case is challenging clear violations of election law is one thing. Just set that aside. Quo warranto is about removing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris because of either fraud that is presented as evidence or error. The Senate trial of impeachment is related only in that evidence that would prove that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris cannot hold office because there was fraud or error is evidence that emboldens Trump to simply say this is a sham impeachment. I think either way, quo warranto must happen. And the arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court in the six cases they have accepted regarding the election fraud, as we call it, that evidence can be helpful, but it may not happen in time. A quo warranto proceeding couldn't be drug out for very long. I mean, it might be drug out as long as it takes for the evidence to be presented in, if there is evidence. And I don't know exactly how that works, but I think there can be evidence presented in the Supreme Court cases. There would have to be, I would think, because no evidence has been presented in any case yet. No actual evidence, because no case has gotten to the evidentiary discovery phase. They've all been dismissed based on technicalities, either standing or other things. Anyway, I've got a lot of emails to read to you about these things, but what do you think about all of this? Plus, Oregon gym owner upset at the governor's standing fake in hospital.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll go back to the phones. You can also send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news, including I need to read some emails before I take the next caller. Rich's final comment about bacon. Yeah, there's been a bill introduced by my state representative, crazy lefty National Guard lawyer, Marty Wilde out of Eugene. to ban bacon in Oregon hospitals, rest homes, and Oregon prisons. And replace it with plant-based food. Rich writes this, bacon. This just shows me how emboldened they are. Number one, maybe a smokescreen to keep us from looking at the more critical bills. True. Number two, we don't want to upset a terrorist who are already in custody. Ooh, didn't think about that. The Muslim terrorists, you know, you can't eat bacon. Interesting. Number three, catering to whomever paid them to put that bill together. Oh, that's even another one. Not that that would ever happen, of course. There is no swamp. There's no credible evidence of that, to quote the House Republicans. Number four, a probe to just see what we will put up with. And they wonder why I don't trust communists. Ron and you are right. It is crazy. Yeah, I think testing us is a part of that, right? Corby writes an email, says, as I've said before, why is it so hard for people to wrap their head around? What we have witnessed is an overthrow of the country by an entity outside the U.S., China, deep state, new world order. We handed the keys to the country over. We saw a classic military coup d'etat, a sitting president from our military industrial complex, not our troops, but our military leadership. Compare what happened in Venezuela, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and others. Why is the military still occupying the nation's capital? If we don't know what's really wrong, we can't fix it. Yeah, you're right. Terry writes an email about the craziness of Kate Brown's bureaucrats who seem to think that six people in 3,000 square feet is okay, but seven people in 30,000 square feet is unsafe. She writes this, I'm not a scientist or a mathematician, but shouldn't capacity be measured by using cubic feet, not square feet? People are three-dimensional, aren't they? Shouldn't the height, air, space, volume be the criteria model instead of using the method to measure carpeting? Terry, you make way too much sense for Kate Brown's bureaucrats. Yeah, duh. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Ron, then we'll move to Rebecca, who's back hopefully on a better line. Ron, go.
I'm going to hit you on everything. Number one, KPTV put out a response of number of people who got, they had tested positive, 143,000, 1,850 deaths. You take those two, divide it by 2.9 million Oregonians tested, you equal less than 0.0493% of the infection rate. One of the lowest in the country. Okay? And then we go through, and I want to, the House Republicans, we got to go, but they're beating up on my representative. This is all about, we need to justify the way so we can punish our own, which is Mike Nierman, my representative, for no reason. What, trying to check on his servants of the people as a servant? Barbara Streisand. Bernie Sanders. Last thing, if Bill does get on the show, and just and after what you just mentioned concerning the RNC saying that our former president Trump should not, if he runs again, should not be endorsed or they'll play neutral. You know where that crap come from? The question should be asked on my aunt, what's her name? I forgot her name. Oh. You know the person, lady after you, Stacey Ann. The question be asked to Bill is, did the National Committee man and National Committee woman of the state of Oregon was involved in that conversation, and did they vote for that? And what is their damn position on it? Because what it
it's a good question. I don't, and I'm going to let you go because I need to move to Rebecca here.
All right,
Ron. It's a good question, brother, because I don't know that they voted on it. It may have just been the statement from Ronna McDaniel for the moment. I'm unclear on that, and that's a good question for Stacey Ann to ask Bill Currier. Rebecca, you're back. You got a better line?
I think it was because I was close to my computer. I heard on the Stacey show that she had a doctor on who said that that he had noticed last March 24th or something that the CDC had changed the form on which they deaths are reported, and that they had made it into a two-page affair on which COVID was on the front page, but everything else that you died from was on the second page. And so it made COVID way more prevalent in terms of the actual facts, because you may have died from a heart attack, but that was on second page.
Yeah, they're cooking the books. They're making it look worse than it is so they can justify forcible injections. And it's not going to be, here's my prediction to you, Rebecca, it's not going to be from government. It's going to be government telling businesses like airlines and Walmart, you can't let people into your place of business or on your airplane if they haven't been vaccinated because it's unsafe. It's the same thing as wearing a mask. You wait. That's what's going to happen.
I agree with you. The right before your program, they have a little news blurb, and the part of the quote unquote news was that that they had too much vaccine that hadn't been given and it was going to expire, and so they just opened it up to everybody. And one of the people that got it was a police officer that just happened to stop by. So it made it sound like it was a wonderful thing that had happened, that on the spur of the moment he was offered shot.
Thanks, Rebecca. I appreciate 7:30 back in a moment. You're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you next.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And we'll get back to the phones in a moment. Lee writes an email, says, injection protection. Isn't it interesting, he writes, that vaccine manufacturing companies are not liable in any way for their product. One would think that if they were liable, they would be darn sure the product is safe. A distant relative of his was life flighted to the hospital after receiving the injection of this experimental drug. She's fighting for her life. Was told she will need months or longer of physical therapy to get to some form of quality of life. And yet there's a cheap drug that's been around for 65 years and works on the virus, but was deemed dangerous last year. Yep. That's that thing called hydroxychloroquine. Stunning. Or not. At any rate, friends, there is a move to censure President Trump in the Senate now that's been introduced by Susan Collins, Republican, and a pretty despicable Democrat from Virginia, used to be the governor there, a guy by the name of Tim Kaine. They did this because they're not going to give up. The rhinos and the left are not going to give up because they are scared to death of Donald Trump. Which gets me back to the stupidity of the Oregon House Republicans. And I hope if there's anybody on the staff of the Oregon Senate Republicans, Republicans or an Oregon senator, Republican senator, listening, you do not make the same mistake. And it's simply this. If you want to keep the Republican base, if you want to keep the independents and the Democrats who voted for Donald Trump in this state, you want to keep them out there with an attitude that they're willing to entertain your candidates at the next election or stand behind you with what you may have to do in this legislative session, you'd better not make the mistake like the House Republicans did. And that is basically take a stand with Susan Collins and these five Republican senators that voted to go ahead with the impeachment trial, along with the 10 Republicans that voted for a sham impeachment proceeding in the House. Because all you have to do, Republicans, is look at the polling. It's not hard to find. It's all over the internet. Numerous polls saying that most Republicans don't think this impeachment is right. In fact, a lot of Democrats don't think it is either. Susan Collins and Tim Kaine are drafting a resolution to censure Trump, but it also has a provision in it that would bar him from seeking future office under the 14th Amendment. Now, the problem is that this is unconstitutional. It would have to go in front of the U.S. Supreme Court to determine that. So why would they do it? Well, I mean, a censure has no power over Trump. He's not president anymore. And trying to, the 14th Amendment specifically does not allow this. I think that's pretty obvious. They would lose most likely in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, probably by pretty big numbers. I would, maybe not unanimous, but maybe. Who knows? So why would they do it? Because they're not going to give up getting rid of Trump because they're scared to death of him. The swamp does not want this man back. And what did Trump do earlier this week? Everything that I wanted him to do. Well, just about everything. And that's stay in the game. He created the office of the former president, which, as you know, doesn't exist any more than the office of president-elect did when Biden did it, and the mainstream media said that was okay. So Trump is staying in the game. He's saying that he's going to participate in primarying these 10 Republican congressmen that voted for impeachment. He's staying in the game. Ronna McDaniel's comment on Fox, or not Fox, I'm not sure where it was. It's on Breitbart. Let's see here. Oh, it's here somewhere. There it is. The RNC will not back former President Trump if he chooses to run for office again in 2024. Will instead remain neutral, said RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel in a Wednesday interview with the Associated Press. The party has to stay neutral, quote, she said. I'm not telling anybody to run or not to run. So I don't think it was a vote in kind of answer to Ron's question about that. But the reality is Trump is still enormously popular in the Republican Party. And the idea that Susan Collins, one of the Rhino senators, would join with a truly despicable Democrat, Tim Kaine of Virginia, to think that they're going to keep Trump by passing a censure notification because Trump's staying in the game. He's staying front and center. He's not going to be bullied. He's not going to be pushed out of the way because he knows he won an election. We know he won the election. And there is credible evidence. House Republicans in Oregon, of all kinds of things. If you just open your eyes, they will not allow Trump to come back. Trump's got to fight to remain the head of the party. And he's got to send a powerful message to everybody, including the Oregon Republicans. And he's not going away, and his base and the people that supported him are not going away. And if you have any hope of having any of your power and winning any elections, you better not tick off that base like the Oregon House Republicans just did. Folks, we have to stand with these people, and we're going to stand with them. Every one of these Republicans that have stood up for Donald Trump, which stands up for America, make America great again, because there is a greatness to America, and it's called freedom. That's what attracts people to this country, freedom and liberty. So we have to help these people. So right now, Jim Jordan is a Republican congressman from Ohio. You see him on TV all the time. Very articulate, very passionate, very conservative, big Donald Trump supporter, big America freedom supporter. He's got the lead to replace Senator Rob Portman, who's announced he's not going to run again, from Ohio. Right now, the polls show him, because he's very visible and he's been very upfront. Mitch McConnell hates him and will try to keep any amount of money coming to him. This is why I have said to you, every one of us all across the country have to contribute to people that stood firm for not just Trump, but for the idea that America is great and that freedom is something that must be constantly protected and fought over and debated, like Ronald Reagan said, because we don't pass it to our kids and our genetics. It's a powerful idea that every human being longs for and always has, because that's how God created us. We need to help these people with donations. Every candidate that's running against one of these 10 House Republicans have voted for the impeachment. We need to make contributions to them. And the same thing with Jim Jordan. So that the swamp creature extraordinaire, Mitch McConnell, doesn't beat him with a rhino in a primary. And you wait, they'll come up with them. Got to go back to Glenn. Sorry for holding you on so long. Your thoughts. Welcome.
No, I had a very, if I were the president's attorney under Quill Morono, whatever that pronunciation.
Quill Moronto.
If I were his lawyer, I would say, number one, we should, if this is a true trial, number one, we should be able to move this trial outside of this jurisdiction because you cannot get a fair trial here. Number two, if this is a jury trial and we have a judge, and actually the judge that was supposed to be there vacated and handed it off to one that's not qualified, that's a problem. If these have all been sworn in as jurors, all of these senators, they're not supposed to talk about this trial outside of this courtroom. No leaks to the press that are using their verbiage between these big lights and cameras. No, you're not allowed to do that. That's what I was told when I was on multiple juries and foreman of the jury. And my third one is I've already lost it. But these things have to be held to for President Trump just like they do any ordinary citizen. And if he can't get this, this trial is the biggest sham on planet Earth. And if whoever's going to represent him doesn't bring this to the forefront, then how do we win?
Good question, and that is the central question that we're all asking. It's got to happen, otherwise we can't win. Back in a moment.
Throw the cup.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem, and she'll have Republican Party Chairman Bill Currier on. Be great. You want to listen to that. I think it'd be a great opportunity for you to call maybe and ask questions of Bill's and address what the Oregon House Republicans have done. Stupidest, dumbest political move in a long time. A doctor tells NBC that Americans should consider wearing 4 face masks.
What?
Yeah, going to talk about that in a moment here, too, because that adds into this whole concept of freedom, and that's what we're celebrating. Registration is closed for Sunday afternoon's Freedom Celebration. That's our KSLM listener party. Thank you to Freedom Heating and Air and Ticklicker Firearms for being our major sponsors of this. So you can't find it on the website. You can't register anymore because we're full up. And we're going to have fun. Show up at 1 o'clock, folks. I know the program starts at 2, but the music and the food starts at 1. So come and join us up at the Ames Ranch outside of Jefferson. We're going to celebrate freedom, and we're going to honor the men and women that keep us free, all of them, and so many of our veterans. A new show begins, I believe, this Monday. And producer Phil, if I'm wrong about that, shoot me a quick text message. A new show begins that will no longer make it possible for you to listen to the replay in the evening. My show replay at 6 o'clock. Starting from 6 to 8, Dan Bongino. You've seen him. You've heard him. Fill in for Hannity. He's on Hannity's show. He's filled in for Mark Levin. He's got his own show. We're going to be carrying 2 hours of his show from 6 to 8 p.m. starting Monday. So you're no longer going to be able to hear my show, the first hour of my show, in a replay. But you can always listen to the podcast as you can. Oh, it's just 1 hour. I'm sorry. I'm wrong about that. It's just 1 hour. Thank you, Phil. Thanks for correcting me. So just 1 hour of Dan Bongino, I guess. Anyway, you can still listen to my show and all of our shows, including Stacey Ann's, in the podcast. You just go to KSLM.news, hover over podcast. Every show that we podcast is there. And find the show you want. Click on it. Then you'll be able to scroll down and find the show date that you want to listen to. And in my case, I put... after you click on it, on that page, you will see the actual things that I put on my Facebook page, all the stories and the things that I'm asking you to think about on these political issues. Because I'm leaving Facebook, folks, at some point. I'm done with them. I'm not giving these people any more of my money. I'll move to another platform, but at any rate, you'll still be able to go to the KSLM.news website, listen to the podcast, and click on those links. And I encourage you to do it. I think it's very important. Anyway, Dan Bongino starts 6 p.m. Monday. You don't want to miss that either. So this doctor tells NBC News that Americans should wear 4 face masks. Dr. Scott Siegel told NBC News that Americans should consider wearing 4 face masks if they want the most effective protection against spreading COVID-19. See, Dr. Fauci said, well, you got to wear 2. Makes common sense. And then Virginia Tech researchers said that, well, 2 face masks only provide 50 to 75% efficacy, so that you should wear 3 to get 90%. So why stop at 90%? They ask. According to Dr. Siegel, chair of anesthesiology at Wake Forest Baptist Health in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, if you put 3 or 4 masks on, it's going to filter better because it's more layers of cloth. However, Siegel's advice, this is a story that I'll put up on the show plan, by the way. Siegel's advice is contradicted by CBS4 medical editor Dr. Dave Hnida, who said three masks may be going too far, since that could interfere with the ability to breathe. But why concern yourself with trivial matters like breathing when the wearing of multiple face coverings is so effective in delivering social media clout? Can you imagine what your oxygen levels, how low they will go if you put on three masks, four masks? This is the insanity of where we've gotten to. Now, that brings me to an email. And it is from my buddy Rich. It's way past time we need to demand of Kate Brown by all of us, including the politicians. Hear that, House Republicans, Senate Republicans here in Oregon? Show us the criteria. Demand it. And the numbers. How you're deciding to make the decisions on who or what is open versus what's closed. And as we've talked about with Walmart, et cetera, versus a gym, Walmart versus a church, et cetera. Ah, the whim and lies of dictators and those who do their bidding. You can feel the aura in the air. A takeover is underway. So now we have bills to ban bacon in Oregon. No, oh, only from hospitals. Private hospitals, by the way. Doesn't matter. Rest homes and prisons. And then we have this Oregon gym owners pushing back against Kate's ridiculous edict. Well, you can open back up, but you can only have six people in, no matter whether you have 3,000 square feet or 30,000 square feet. Doesn't matter. Only six people. So where's the data on that? That's what Rich is saying. And then Rick just sent me an email about four face masks. Does it matter where you wear them? Why? I don't know. You probably should be near a, you know, somebody with a defibrillation machine or an oxygen tank because you're blood oxygen is going to be way low. I just, folks, this is part of the assault on our liberty. And the Oregon House Republicans who disavowed the ORP's position on the Capitol attack, as OPB writes the article, that there's no credible information that Antifa or others, anybody other than Trump people initiated the attack. There's all kinds of evidence. Video evidence. Admissions of their own. Doesn't matter. What they've done is, along with all of these other limitations on your liberty, they've given another reason, just another reason, for Democrats and anti-freedom people to enact laws and prosecutions against free speech, against your ability to say anything that you think is your right to do. That's what they've done. Thanks for joining us today. Stacey ends up next. Sorry, caller, I'm not able to get to you. We'll have to do it tomorrow on Freedom Friday. See you then.